You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Renee. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, Renee.
We're hanging in there.
It's been a good day.
Are you glad that it's another snowy day, Renee?
Not complaining. Not complaining at all. More happy that I got through, see, because I was on Monday and you told me to buy a new phone.
Did you buy a new phone? Because this one does sound a lot better. Did you get a new one?
Yeah, and I tried that and he said it still sounded like crap. So now I'm borrowing my mom's because I'm trying to get these tickets.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, listen,
all right,
we
well,
can
this
hear
phone,
you now.
This is great. Your mom's got a great phone. You should take it.
I know. She's got more money than I do.
Yeah. Well, then have her buy you a new phone.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
What do you do for a living, Renee?
I'm an administrative assistant for a company that builds custom orthopedics and prosthetics.
Whoa,
no kidding.
That's neat.
That's interesting.
Right?
Very.
Right. God, and that has come so far in the last 20 years.
You can do anything
Man.
Now.
Technology is amazing, and what they can do, it's beautiful. I cannot.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's impressive is what it is.
Yeah.
And life-changing.
I tell you what, if we could get, maybe a certain percentage of young people to go into that field, oh my God, the leaps and bounds that we could have with prosthetics and stuff would be fantastic. Well, that's
definitely
cool. I'm glad
imagination
you do that
work. Is never ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So, do you like your bosses?
Yes, I can't complain at all, actually.
Well, that's
and that
good.
Is what's most important.
That's true.
Probably why I'm Absolutely. Broke.
Well, and the money. Yeah, I was going to say, and the money. That could be why. They're just really nice to you, but they give you a small paycheck. And you're like, I'm fine with that. You guys are great.
That's just the world in general. We don't make enough for everything we do.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
That's not one company.
Probably true.
It's pretty expensive, I know.
Hey, listen, we're glad you called back with your mom's phone. What's your mom's first name?
Teresa.
Teresa.
Okay, so here's Renee on Teresa's phone. Here's how the game works for those of you who are new to our show and you've never heard Rattle Off before. We're going to give Renee a category, and then she has only 10 seconds to try to rattle off five examples of that category. Our winner, who was our winner yesterday? Oh, Wendy, the school bus driver yesterday. She won with five characters from the TV show The Simpsons, just to give you an idea how it works. Renee, you got 10 seconds. And I would also say to everyone who's on hold, even if Renee gets it, don't hang up because we still want to have that conversation with you. So don't hang up. Who knows? Renee might get it. She might not. 10 seconds. Five different things that might annoy you on an airplane. Five things that could annoy you on an airplane. Ready and go.
Baby crying, nails tapping, people chewing too loud, snoring, arguing, elbows in the aisle.
I don't have a beef with any of those.
Elbows in the aisle.
Ah, the drink cart hits you. Ah.
Somebody kicking your seat.
That's
I
right.
think you got five, Renee.
What?
You're a winner.
Yay, we're an A.
Yes, yes.
Well done. You're going to the Globetrotters, girl.
Heck yes.
That's heck yes.
I am so glad
like
you borrowed your mom's phone.
On my bed. Me too.
Listen, you are delightful. You hold on. And Josh will tell you about your prize, okay?
Thank you so much, guys.
You're well, welcome
you.
So much.
I'm going to open these phones back up because
couple people
half
bailed,
the people
huh?
were holding hung up. We just said don't hang up. And what'd they do?
They hung up.
They hung up. We need to fill in those other lines. 303-691-1649. Connie didn't hang up. Connie, what are you doing today?
Hi, good morning. I'm on my way to the store to go ground some coffee that I forgot to ground when I bought it.
So, Costco.
And get groceries. Sam's.
Sam,
yeah.
They've got those big grinders as you leave, and everybody's always lined up grinding their coffee, and it smells so good when you leave. Yeah. You need to splurge and get yourself your own little personal grinder.
My husband thought about it, and I was like, do we really need that? And
well, apparently you do.
I will tell you.
I have one. They're
great. They're not that big. They're not that expensive. Gretchen has one, and she uses it all the time and loves it.
Yeah.
She swears by it.
Yeah, I love mine, too. I love buying the whole bean and grinding it because it's, like, fresher.
Mm-hmm. It does make a difference. We went to an Airbnb in Steamboat for Thanksgiving, and they had like 5 different ways to make coffee, and we ground our coffee there, and it was just amazing. I went honestly just for the coffee experience.
Whoa, Connie, get you a grinder.
Go get one today. You're going to the store while you're there, while you're at Sam's. Go down a different aisle and just pick one up.
Yeah.
I think I will.
Do it. And if you like bake or cook or anything, you can like put nuts in them too.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
You can grind your nuts in them. And I'm not even joking. I know it sounded like it, but I'm not even joking because I've used it to grind nuts.
Multi-use.
Have you ever gone to one of those, like a Whole Foods or whatever, and ground your own peanut butter or almond butter?
No. Mm-hmm. That's a thing?
It's a thing.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
They have these little tubs, and you can pick out what kind of you want to get. If you want to try almond butter or walnut butter or whatever they have.
And it plops it right there in the little container.
Yeah, and it just looks like, you know, out of a baby's diaper or whatever, but it goes into that little tub. And
it's fresh, and there's nothing else in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. What am I doing? I'm missing out on life.
You're ruining your life.
Connie, that is what your boys in the morning are for, is to open your eyes to other things that are out there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Where'd you meet your husband?
We met dancing, actually.
Oh.
Tell
us
where. Yeah, where at? How'd it go down?
It was downtown, actually, in Denver. It was after, I guess it was after the Marine Corps ball. And he was wearing his uniform, and he swears that it was a uniform, and he always pulls my leg about that. But I was out with my friends, just, you know.
I mean, it had to have been the uniform a little bit, right?
Come on,
I mean,
man in uniform?
Are you kidding me?
Man.
A Marine in uniform?
He actually thought I was going to go up to him. He was waiting for me to go up to him, and I was like, let's go, let's head out, and I said, see, you ended up falling for it, because he was the one who approached me. But
what did he say when he approached
later,
you? What did he say?
I can't even remember. I was so drunk. He was drunk. He didn't remember my name.
I was so drunk. He could have said anything.
Well, how did you end up together if you were so drunk? I mean, did he just get your number right then?
We exchanged numbers.
That's good. He's like, I'll call you when you sober up.
303.
I don't even have a phone.
4449.
I think you're beautiful.
Exactly. One of those.
And then you threw up on his dress.
No.
His dress uniform.
It all worked out good.
Oh, God.
That's adorbs.
Connie, you're wonderful. We're so glad you called to chit-chat with us, and thanks for staying on the line. We wish you a terrific day.
Yeah,
okay?
Good luck on your grinding, all right?
Thanks.
See you later.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That's excellent. Here's Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning
Ever
to
done
you.
Ever done any of your own grinding at any of these stores?
Well, I, during COVID, refused to go to the local coffee shop because I didn't want to. So I went and bought one of those fancy espresso makers from Williams-Sonoma that, you know, the beans are in the top and you grind them and then you tap it.
Yes, you're classy AF. Classy AF. How much did that cost you?
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Like a cool $1,000, maybe?
Yeah. But you know what?
Every time I went to get a latte, it was $6.
That's the thing. You start adding it up, and you're like, damn, I should just buy my own machine.
Yeah.
I got Gretchen one of those fancy machines that's got, like, the steamer thing on it. And
it broke her heart
when the steamer part of it stopped working about, I don't know, 8 months in.
Must be clogged up.
Oh, no.
No, but get a load of this. So she
I've
did all
have that
stuff.
Latte.
Yeah, she tried, you know, cleaning it. She tried doing this. She tried doing that. So she just got a separate one of those. Get a load of this. 6 months later, just out of the blue, it started working again.
There must have been a bug in it or something.
She can do a coconut milk and an almond milk.
It just like had to rest for a while.
There was a spider in it. There's a spider in that little tube.
So funny.
Well, you know, you make a good point, Rebecca. You're going to be spending it one way or the other, so might as well just stay home in your, you know, softy pants and make your own, right?
Yeah, and I'm kind of at the point where, like, I'm meeting my marketing advisor this morning for coffee at a great coffee shop, but it's just...
It's not the same,
is
it?
It's not the same anymore.
You turn into a total coffee snob. You're a coffee snob now.
Get my really good honey and my coconut milk, and maybe not have the same quality.
What's your go-to bean? What's your coffee?
Well, I love Corvus coffee.
It's good coffee.
And so that's usually I'll go grab a bag from them. And then I like to grab honey from like the local farmers around here. It's just kind of fun, you know, to kind of become a honey connoisseur, and the kids like it too. And
that's what they say is that you want to get the local honey for your, you know,
allergies
stuff
or whatever. Yeah. Allergies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I have to tell you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
You.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, tell us what.
I called the other week for the first time and won the Mindbender. So next Saturday, which I'm super excited, we're going to see the comedian who's coming up, Ballerina.
Oh, is that Joe Coy?
Joe Coy. That's his name. Yep.
Yeah. He's a great comic, so you're going to have a great time.
Looking forward to it.
You know what's funny about that is that people come up to me and tell me that they won the Mindbender 20 years ago. And so I always play a little game with them. I say, tell me what the answer was. And 20 years later, people remember the answer. They never forget what the answer was that they won with. So what was the answer that you won with, Rebecca?
Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed to even tell you guys.
Tell me.
It was the what is 6 foot deep.
Oh, yeah, I remember this call.
No, but what was the winning answer?
Burial hole.
That's right. You said burial hole. That's right.
That's right.
I remember you.
I couldn't get you to say grave. You couldn't think of that word.
You know, the burial hole.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I remember, that was a great call.
So I was calling because I'm like, I have a little time to kill before I meet my marketing advisor. And I'm like, you know what? It would be so cool to win a rattle off and see if I can do, what is it, the hat trick that you guys
talked
about.
That's right, all three. There's a name. What's the name for it?
Girls.
It's called called the ROM bag.
Yeah.
The ROM bag. That's what it is. Okay.
ROM bag.
Yeah, so I'm going to try. That is my goal.
RO for rattle off. MB for Mindbender. M for Mindbender. And then BAG for Boys Against the Girls. The ROM bag.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
And I've been listening for a long time. So,
well, thank you.
Gosh, like 1999 when I first moved here, 2000.
Dang.
Yeah, and it wasn't until I started having the drive with the kids to school about 2 years ago that I was actually in the car to be able to hear it, you know, hear again. And so the kids and I listen every morning on the way to school.
You rock.
That's fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah.
Where'd you move from?
I'm waiting for the day. I have a 13-year-old. He just got a phone, so he can't wait till he turns 18 to be able to call in. So.
Oh, right. Yep. Well, he can do big brains in the back seat right now. So.
Hey, you've mentioned your marketing.
My daughter won it last year. My daughter Chloe won it last year.
My God, you guys are winning everything from us. Hey, real quick, you've mentioned this marketing advisor twice. Who is that?
Oh, so I own a company here in Denver. I'm a female general contractor. I own a design build firm. And so I'm getting ready to do some filming for our website. And so we're sitting down today to kind of go through the interviews that I have tomorrow. I have like my whole team and some of my subcontractors coming in to do a 10-minute film on, you know, who we are as a company. And
do you do basements? Do you do basements?
I do.
I'm looking to get my basement done. So don't hang up. I'll get your information when we're done with you here. So don't hang up.
Fantastic. This is my 26th year.
Holy crap. Good for
she
you.
She knows what she's doing.
Yes. Hey, I'm always grabbing quotes and meeting people for that. So
that's great.
I'd love to talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah, we do about 80% remodel, and then we do pop-tops and additions, and I have a great team. I mean, I have some fantastic employees that have been with me for a long time.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I love
that's
it.
Fantastic.
I still love what I do every day.
You know, it's interesting. My son, one of his jobs is he does that video recording for companies who are doing marketing/promotional videos, and he puts all those together. That's one of his gigs, and he loves doing it, so good for you. And then the second thing I want to bring up, I keep telling Jeremy about this show that I'm watching called Grand Designs. Have you watched that?
Mm-mm. I try not to watch any of it. Because I do it all day.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I get it. I totally get it.
No, what is? I don't even, what is it?
Well,
is it
it's about
TV
people
or?
Who are, it's about people who are designing and building their own homes. It's all set in England. It's a British show.
Oh.
And it's people, you know, the floor plans for their new homes. And then mm-hmm. these people are all taking this on usually to be their own general contractor or project
Uh-oh.
Manager. And so, of course, everything goes to hell.
Yeah, I was great. Like, that sounds like the perfect recipe for like a very bad build.
For crooked doors, doesn't it?
Somehow.
Crooked doors.
Yeah.
Windows not closing.
Yeah.
There's always things that go wrong, and yet it always ends up fine at the end, and the homes are gorgeous. Since I wanted to be an architect when I was a kid, the show just really appeals to me.
Oh,
because there's
yeah.
some really
well,
cool houses.
And the way it's edited, of I course, did, they build the entire house in 30 minutes, you know.
So. I did my HGTV stint back in 2013, 2014. It was called the Ultimate Sportsman's Lodge. It was like a November to December special for a family here in Colorado. And it was the most kind of interesting thing because they're like, okay, let's get the dog washroom ready to go. Okay, we're talking a whole room with lockers for dogs.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. And they're like, you have 2 days to get that ready. So literally for 2 days, you're focusing on that area.
Yeah.
You're sleeping in the house in sleeping bags. You're calling, you know, the inspectors and asking for forgiveness because you've got to get everything done. And then if they were to go film the other whole part of the house, like
yeah.
nothing's done. It's
they
insane.
Say, they
and then
say
like,
that these HGTV shows are kind of a sham because of it's just really crappy work because they have to really hurry and get everything
yeah.
done.
Wow.
And it's all,
and then you've
it's a bunch of lies.
Well, I don't know,
you
man.
You still warranty it. Like, yeah. I was like, I can't. I got to do a good job because I actually have to stand by this. Like, someone's living in this house, you know? So,
well,
I don't know.
The show that
I
I'm watching, it's not. It's some of these houses are taking 3 to 6 to 9 years. And
yeah.
so I,
God,
they're not
too long.
They're not hurrying.
Too long.
Oh, that is. That's a long time to build a house.
It
how many
is.
Square feet are they?
That depends, but it's crazy. I mean, the
wow.
last one we just watched took them 4.5 years. To get it done.
My God.
Oh my gosh, it takes me 1 year. 1 year.
I'm intrigued by this dog washing room, though, that you speak of.
Right.
I
oh
do
my
like
God.
That.
You have to look at it. It was called the Ultimate Sportsman's Lodge. It's,
okay.
And then there was, what do we call it, a game room, a headroom? You know, like,
excuse
it's
me?
Like where they hang their trophies. Trophy
oh,
room.
Oh, trophy room.
It's
okay.
Room. Yeah, trophy room.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Like,
huh.
That's the first time I'd ever done one of those.
Huh.
Like, lions and crazy stuff in that room. Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
Rebecca, I just want to tell you, it has been an absolute delight chatting with you. Thank you for calling in, and good luck with
You're
your
welcome.
Pursuit of the ROM bag, okay?
And don't hang up, okay, because
yeah,
I want to get your info.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks, guys. Have
You're
a great morning.
You're welcome. Hold on.
You too. Hold on.
Josh can grab it. Josh, grab her info for me, buddy.
Super cool. See, Bridget, this is what we're talking about conversation skills. Rebecca's got them. What about you, Bridget? So far,
so
she's
bad.
Failing.
Oh, your radio was up, wasn't it?
No, I'm at work.
Oh, you're at work, okay. What's your work, Bridget?
I work at Bull's Cafe.
I love Bull's Cafe.
We play your radio station 100% of the time.
You guys have good biscuits and gravy.
Wow.
The best.
Yeah, the bomb diggity. I live kind of close to you
yeah.
guys, so I'm familiar.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll have to pop in and see you sometime.
You
what do you do
should.
There, Bridget?
I run the floor here.
You run
so
the
what?
Do it all.
The what?
We run the floor.
Oh, the
we
floor.
All do it.
Oh, they're running the
oh,
floor.
Run the floor.
Running back. Are you guys busy today? You hopping?
Well, it's a little snowy, so it's a little slow. But
yeah.
We got our regulars in.
All right. What's your big seller there?
Well, the biscuits and gravy, of course.
I'm telling you, Dom. I'm telling you.
Everything's like hand, like everything is fresh, ready to go. Like the food is delish, for sure.
All right. I got a hankering for some pancakes right now.
It's such a good day to be
eating
something smothered in gravy today. Oh, sounds so good. How late are you there, Bridget?
We're here until 2:30. We close at 2:30.
Gerald, stop by.
I think I'll stop
you.
By after the show and see you.
He's gonna come by and take.
I'll come by and get some breakfast. How about that?
We'll be waiting for you.
All right. I want a table with a single red rose on it.
Yeah, and actually, can you take the rose petals and scatter them on the floor if you from could. The door to
yes.
his
Yes. Room? And then when I sit down, can you place the napkin in my lap and have a mimosa ready for me, all right?
Okay.
Bridget, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for holding so long. We hope you have a terrific day, okay?
All right. Do I get monster tickets?
Do you get monster tickets?
Monster truck tickets?
I'm changing my mind, Bridget. I don't really want to come see you now.
Yeah, she only wanted
to
talk.
You're just using us for prizes.
She didn't even want to talk to you. She just wanted the tickets.
Huh. No, and those were last week. That was last week, wasn't it?
We don't have any tickets.
Huh. Well, I won't see you today, Bridget.
You better.
And they're changing the station, too.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, we're changing it now. No, get
Bridget, I'm only hearing like every third word
you're
saying.
Yeah, your phone's really bad.
Listen, thank you for being on the show. You have a great day, okay?
You too, hon.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
That was awkward, huh?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Tickets?